This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, when you start to recognize that you really don't have what it takes to make life work the way you know it should, and after all, isn't there something inside of you that tells you, the way I live life on my own, this is not the way it's supposed to be. My relationships aren't working the way they're supposed to work. My life doesn't have the meaning I know it's supposed to have. I'm not able to love people the way I ought to love them. I'm not feeling loved the way I ought to feel loved. All of these things should point you instantly to the reality God made you for Himself. And your life will work properly when you put God at the center of it. Not just when you go to church or do some religious activities, but when you truly put God at the center of your life. We're talking this week about listening to God, and nothing is more important to your spiritual life than learning to listen to God. Sometimes we think, well, what I need to learn to do is to pray, and by that we think we mean talking to God. Yes, talking to God is so important. But I want you to just change your terminology a little bit and think not just about talking to God, but talking with God. That's a very different perspective on prayer, isn't it? Talking with God implies that you won't be the only one talking, but God will be speaking to you in your heart, in your life, guiding you as you go through your day. Well, that's exactly what God wants. God made this world so that He could have meaningful relationship with us. And relationship implies communication. God has written so many of the things in His heart, in the Bible, for us to read. But more than that, God's Holy Spirit, who actually worked through the people writing the words down for the Bible, that same Holy Spirit will take those words as you read them and lift them out of just pages of text and speak to you very personally in your own heart and life. And that's why it's so important at the start of every day to carve out a little time for yourself to open up your Bible, whether it's a paper Bible or a digital Bible, read a chapter, and just say to God, I'm listening. What are you saying to me personally? What are you showing me about yourself? How do you want this reading to impact my life? Maybe it even impacts on this very day. What are you saying to me? And as you begin to build that practice into your life, God will begin to speak into your life. We've been looking this week at a passage in 2 Samuel chapter 7 in the Bible where God spoke to King David. And David just went in, it says, and sat before the Lord. He was ready to listen to God. And as God spoke to David, David just began interacting with what God was saying to him. And as he interacted with God, he remembered God's promises from the past. He remembered what God had done in his life up to that point. He thought about God's character and what's in God's heart. And all of these things just gave meaning and fullness to what he felt like God was saying to him at that moment. And then finally, he made some requests of God coming out of that experience. And you know, this is so often what will happen as you learn to listen to God. Rather than you coming to God with your list of prayer requests, your prayers will flow out of what God is saying to you. It's like God starts the conversation. And as you respond and interact and think through what that means, it will lead you to pray things in line with what God is saying to you. And you know, when your prayers flow out of what God is saying to you, you have enormous faith then to trust God. This is a prayer that is flowing from exactly what you are saying and doing in my life right now. And you will find the answers to your prayers flowing with much greater regularity and your faith growing as a result because you're praying in line with what God is saying. Learn to listen to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.